Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all of thy quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Come, shed abroad the Savior's love, and that shall kindle ours. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, Thus saith the Lord God, Ho, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, and you clothe yourselves with the wool, and you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, and the sick you have not healed, and the crippled you have not bound up, and the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all of the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered, and they wandered over all of the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all of the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all of the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. And I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when some of his sheep have been scattered abroad, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel. By the fountains and in all of the inhabited places of the country, I will feed them with good pasture. And upon the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on fat pasture shall they feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will watch over. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, rams and he-goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must foul the rest with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have fouled with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all of the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord God, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good tidings and who publishes peace, who brings good tidings of good, who publisheth salvation, and who says to Zion, your God is reigning. May we pray together. Our Father, remembering how thou hast led our fathers in times past, we turn to thee again in conscious recognition of our need for thy leadership and for thy guidance and thy strength if we are to serve our day and our generation with effectiveness according to thy will. Grant, we pray, renewed vision of thy kingdom and of our part and our portion in it, for it is thou who dost appoint unto each one his task, and thou dost supply the energy for performing it. Thou dost measure the days of each one of us. We thank thee for the hunger of mind and of heart that draws us together for worship. May we rejoice in thy presence, and let us receive gladly every gift of thy Spirit. Teach us anew that thou art our refuge and our strength and our redemption, and make us to be pure of heart so that we may see the beauty of thy holiness. We pray that thou wilt preserve and deepen our trust in thee, and that our confidence may be increased in thy love, thy wisdom, and thy mercy, and thy justice. Let integrity and honesty and truthfulness and uprightness so characterize our lives this day that these graces may be evidenced in all of our actions. And under the stimulus of this hour, enable us to rise above the confusion of petty cares and of trivial thinking and meaningless and unrelated activities, and enable us to gain the far perspective which thou dost have for those who have eyes to see. And whatever else thy wisdom may deny to us, grant, we pray, a faith that will make us to be victorious even in the discipline of failure, as well as in the temptations of success. And now, with hearts in fellowship with thee, grant that the liberty and the freedom of thy redeeming love may find expression in our lives throughout this day, through the identification of our lives with the name of thy Son, Jesus. We offer thee our prayers. Amen. May we pray. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do.